A wise and humble man will acknowledge that he does not know what he does not know, and that what he does know is the smallest portion of what can be known. That's why when I reference a scripture to you and I say, we all know and have read this scripture, we basically know what it means. When I reference that, I always say, but knowing there are many, many layers of truth to any one particular scripture, we have to be careful that we don't disengage when I start reading because we say in ourselves, oh yeah, I know what that means. Though our disengagement is inadvertent and without thought, nonetheless, it's something that we do automatically because we presume to know. Our disengagement actually turns off a measure of our attention, which also prevents revelation and interest. The wise and the humble will lean into the instruction, though he has heard it many times, because he knows that there could very well be an additional revelation and a furtherance of knowledge that's going to come forth. That's why the Apostle Paul says, I'm speaking to you of these things again, though you already know them, and it's not grievous for me to do that. The only way that you can be truly engaged to something that you've heard many times over is if you have the Spirit of the Lord active in your soul, because the Spirit will arrest you. The Spirit will bring you to attention. The Spirit will open your understanding to a deeper revelation of that which you have heard many times over. But without having the Spirit alive and active in you, you will disengage and you'll consider it just to be another of the same teaching which you've heard before. This also applies to just normal conversations we have with people, and also testimonies that we have heard over and over again, we disengage to because, oh, I know that testimony, I've heard that testimony before. But the spiritually quickened individual stays attentive to a testimony that you have heard many times because there's always something new to be heard in the testimony of Jesus. People in this ministry have been listening to messages that I have given over the last, I don't know, however many, 30, 40 years, that they have heard several times and commented that the last time they listened to it, they got a totally new revelation out of something that they had heard many times over. This is a mystery, but it's also the way of the Spirit. And if we're not spiritually active when we're in a spiritual meeting, we won't be attentive, we won't be engaged, and we won't get revelation. We'll miss it. That's why wisdom and humility knows what they don't know and knows and understands that what we do know is the smallest part of what can be known. So we therefore remain attentive to what's in front of us. We remain engaged to the Spirit that's speaking to us so that at any time we'll not miss something that the Spirit is wanting to show us. We'll be engaged, we'll be active, and we'll receive it. And it will advance our life.